We'll sneak into the May 6, 2011 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with another rain report. This week we conclude our preview of the Dayton Hamvention coming up May 20, 21, and 22 at the Hera Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Josh Long, KD8BVB Assistant Chair, is back with some helpful info about this year's show of shows with Rain's Hat Polly, KC9RP.
As those who have been around the Hamvention for a while know, the Hamvention each year gives out awards to a handful of hams for various accomplishments. Can you run down who the winners are this year?
Hamvention gives three standing awards each year. The first and the most prestigious is Amateur of the Year. And this year we were pleased to be able to award Shirley Roberts, N8LX. Your listeners are quite aware of Shirley's accomplishments as you interviewed her in April. She has been a volunteer for Hamvention for many years. In fact, she's the voice you hear when you call the hotline at 937-276-6930. 937-276-6930. We are just thrilled to death to award her this year. The other standing awards are Technical Excellence, which is a technical achievement award that we give to an individual who is broad in amateur radio technically. And this year, Roy Lee Wallen, W7EL. Roy has been an amateur radio operator since 1957, and he won the award and is best known for developing the EZNEC antenna software. This year, our Special Achievement Award goes to Fred Lloyd, AA7BQ, for his work putting together QRZ.com, which has quickly become the number one resource for call sign lookup and amateur radio-related information.
What kind of special activities or recognition will these award winners receive at the Hamvention?
Each award winner is given tickets and parking passes to come to Hamvention. Then Saturday evening of the show, they are awarded at a banquet dinner where they're presented with their achievement awards in front of their close friends and family. Then on Sunday, during the prize drawing at 1 p.m. in the main arena, each award winner is introduced to the crowd of thousands of amateur radio operators in attendance.
Now, those folks who are in the main arena at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon after the show are there to win any of the many door prizes that are awarded over the weekend but not claimed. Is that right?
Correct. It serves as our annual prize drawing, and what we do is we recycle any unclaimed door prizes for the weekend. You have to be present to win those. Once we go through all the unclaimed door prizes, then we move on to our major prizes. Each large vendor like ICOM, Yaesu, and Kenwood donate radios as major prizes, and we raffle those off one at a time. You do not have to be present to win, but many stay in attendance to see if they were the lucky few.
There was a major concern about security, of course, after 9/11, but that has not been quite as critical in recent years, at least transparent to the public. So what kind of work that you can talk about goes into security, specifically this year at the 2011 Hamvention?
Well, we try our hardest not to affect our attendees with security measures, but we do have the City of Trotwood Police and Fire Department on premise during the entire show. They actually have their ambulances, and they do a bike patrol of the area. We use local security, merchant security, to check the doors, secure the lots in the evenings. There is a lot of planning behind the scenes with event this size, and you have to coordinate with the local authorities and have meeting places off-site in case of any event that might happen. We've been fortunate not to have to put any of those protocols into place, but they are there and available in case that comes up to keep our attendees, our volunteers, safe.
Let's talk about the printed program that attendees pick up as they walk into Hera Arena.
We, of course, will have a program this year. It's still being worked on it and is going to print very soon. There's a lot of last-minute changes. One major thing we're working on this year is to have more programs available. We realize that in years past, we've ran out really early on Friday and Saturday. People absolutely want that free program, and it's available almost at any door coming into the show.
We'll actually take one program, open it up to the maps, send it underneath the clear tablecloth that we have on our table, and then put an X where we are, and of course Rain is in booth 329, so that when people come by and they're lost, we can say, look, this is where we are here at the X. This is how you can get from here to where you want to go. It's amazing how many people really like and appreciate those maps.
They do, and the maps are always in that centerfold of our program. So you can open right up to it and marks all the important things like the food and the most important thing, the restrooms, which is the number one question we get is where's the restrooms?
Speaking of restrooms and food, has there been any kind of remodeling the last year at the Hera Arena?
Hera Arena has continued to put more money and new investments in their facility. This year they have been blessed with a professional hockey team and an indoor football team. And they're continuing to make improvements to the parking lot and the restrooms. And we're confident they're going to do a great job for us this year.
You used to have the Dayton Flyers.
Now we have the Dayton Gems, and they play at the Hera Arena. Cool. I think they just finished up their season.
Do they have good attendance?
They do. I don't know how they rate their hockey teams, but it's a professional team. I would like to draw people's attention this year to some new marketing efforts. We're advertising, of course, in all the amateur radio magazines. But this year, we also started out into social media. And you can find Hamvention now on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And we're really engaging thousands of attendees and volunteers on there. We have giveaways. We solicit volunteers. We're just trying to build the hype to the event months ahead of time.
What kind of Wi-Fi will be available for the attendees and for your major organizations, ARRL and what have you?
We are bringing Wi-Fi back inside the facility to all our exhibitors. And then, of course, vendors like the ARRL will have Wi-Fi available in their booth for attendees to connect to.
Is anyone going to do any kind of programming from the Hamvention this year? I suspect the helmet guys will be there.
It's actually Tom, W5KUB, and he will be streaming the entire Hamvention at W5KUB.com. He does that every year, and we look forward to him coming up.
Any girls in bathing suits or...
We are always surprised and amazed at what ICOM brings. They have brought beautiful women in the past along with robots. And each year it's a surprise. They don't let us know. And we just look forward to seeing what they're going to do for us, how they're going to keep us entertained. Yaesu doesn't bring any attention, but Yaesu will be bringing back their hats this year as a free popular giveaway. There's always lines getting free Yaesu hats. And we did confirm that all the Asian, the Japan, especially the Chinese dealers will be coming to the show. We were able to contact each of our exhibitors that were in Japan after the earthquake and confirmed that they're still planning to attend, although many of them were located in areas with some major destruction.
You mentioned the Chinese vendors and their popular handheld. They brought last year to the show. I think they were out in the first hour. I hope they're going to bring more of those this year.
I hope so, too.
I'm speaking today with Josh Long, KD8BVV, the assistant chair for the 2011 Dayton Hamvention, to be held just days away, May 20, 21, and 22, in the Hera Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report. Josh, there have been some concerns of both increasing gas prices and also flooding in southern Illinois and parts of Indiana, Kentucky. What's going on there in the Dayton area?
Well, with gas prices, currently right now we're about $4.15 a gallon, and unfortunately we have no control over that. With the event in the springtime, we always seem to have the worst luck with gas prices. Like much of the Midwest, Dayton has been experiencing record rain this year, causing much flooding. But we have been very lucky that it has little effect on major roads and highways in the area. However, traffic will be affected by lots of construction projects as Dayton is ever improving our roads. We suggest that once you get into Dayton, that you monitor Hamvention Talk-In on our 2-meter repeater W8BI that is on 146.940, 146.940. They will be able to provide you with up-to-date directions, information on detours, delays, and alternative routes. There is no PL on a W8BI repeater.
Talk a little bit about the Hera layout. People don't realize until they get there, this place is gigantic, and it's not just one building.
Hera Arena has hosted Hamvention since 1964. That's 48 years, which makes them, you know, part of the Hamvention tradition. The complex has been open for 50 years. It has history and a few quirks, too. But we are proud of our partnership with their team. They have expanded over the decades to host ice hockey, arena football, ballroom dancing, and many other events. But as we know, on Hamvention weekend, it's all about amateur radio. The Dayton Hamvention takes up all six large halls of the complex, which is about 124,000 square foot for forms and exhibit spaces. Then we also use over 350,000 square feet of outdoor lots for our large flea market spaces. It's truly a unique building for a unique event.
Josh, the only problem with going to the Hamvention is that every Hamfest after that is just a Hamfest.
We pride ourselves on putting on one of the best shows and the largest shows. We enjoy bringing in as many vendors as we can pack into the space for our attendees and even for our own enjoyment. I would like to talk a little about some of the extras that we have planned, and we're still working out details, but we have some returning crowd favorites this year, including a weather balloon launch that will take place on Saturday. We're also going to have a larger area designated to showcase our emergency communications vehicles in the area. And then, of course, we'll have our Hamvention t-shirts and sweatshirts for sale out in the flea market. For those who cannot make it, we put special attention this year on our special event station, which will be broadcasting again from inside the arena. Using the Dayton Amateur Radio Association call W8BI, the station will be operating from 9 to 1800 Eastern Daylight Time on Friday and Saturday.
Not Sunday?
They're going to have limited hours available in the morning, depending on volunteers. They will be broadcasting on 40, 30, 20, and 10 meters CW main phone.
Some years ago, the Hamvention sponsored some extracurricular activities for the ladies and non-hams. Are there any plans to have any of those return this year?
Unfortunately, there's very little attention to keep it alive this year.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities that are going to be taking place outside of Hamvention hours.
Several groups host events outside Hamvention hours. One on Thursday is the very popular Contest University, which will be held Thursday, May 19th at 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Dayton. We also on Thursday have a pre-Hamvention D-Star meet and greet, 7 p.m. at Marion's Pizza in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And I've also heard that they're going to be giving away a D-Star radio thanks to Hamvention. On Friday, we have the VHF Week Single Group Banquet, Friday evening, May 20th. At the DoubleTree Dayton Downtown Hotel. On Friday evening, there's also the Quarter Central Wireless Association Banquet. That's Friday again, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn at the Dayton Airport. Some other large banquets, the Southwest Ohio DX Association will again sponsor the DX Dinner. That's held in conjunction with Hamvention. The dinner will be on Friday, May 20th at the Dayton Marriott, south of town. And then on Saturday, we enjoy more banquets and dinners. The 19th Annual Dayton Contest Dinner will be held May 21st, a Saturday evening, hosted by the North Coast Contesters at 6:30 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is in downtown Dayton. We also will have the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, that's MidCars for short, Eyeball QSO Gathering. They're going to have that during the show in the west half of the food concession area from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. And then Saturday evening, our awards winner, along with some Hamvention volunteers, will have a private banquet just special for our award winners, where we honor their achievements.
For those who want to know more about the forums, what rooms are going to have what forums and at what time, I guess technically 5-4 plus the ARRL will likely have its own video room again as it has the last several years, or if someone wants to know more about the vendors that are going to be there or to actually see a floor plan of the Hamvention, they can get all from
www.hamvention.org. www.hamvention.org. We have a pictorial map of inside and outside this year that lets you know who has confirmed and who hasn't. There are two key dates I'd like to remind our attendees about. One is May 7th, which is the last day to order tickets online, which will have them mailed to you. So any tickets ordered online after May 7th will be held at will call. Tuesday, May 18th at 10 p.m. is the deadline to order advanced flea market spaces. After the 18th, you will have to stand in line at the flea market to take care of ordering your space. The inside exhibit space is 99% sold out, and we're not accepting any more advance orders. We will accept walk-ins at the door as a first-come, first-served basis for the handful of remaining spaces. This year, we are welcoming two members of the FCC. The first is Kurt Bartholomew, N3GQ, which is the FCC Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau, and then William Cross, which is with the FCC Wireless Telecommunications Bureau.
For those who want to plug in the Hare Arena into their GPSs for the drive to Dayton, what is their exact address?
It's 1001 Shiloh, which is S-H-I-L-O-H, Springs Road in Dayton, Ohio, at 45415. 1001 Shiloh Springs Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45415. The main telephone number for Hamvention is 937-276-6930. 937 276-6930. You will leave a message there, and someone will return your call as soon as possible.
And if someone wants to contact you personally, what should they use for an email address?
You can personally contact me at achair@hamvention.org. That email is achair@hamvention.org.
That concludes our peek at the upcoming Dayton Hamvention scheduled for the weekend of May 20th in the Dayton, Ohio suburb of Trotwood. See our site's mentioned page for more contact information. We'll see you in booth 329 with the Amateur Radio Newsline and the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter. That's booth 329. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2011. RAIN, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the RAIN Report, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.